Most of us, I am assuming, studied spelling and handwriting. Spelling was basically lists of words. How many of you did lists? Okay. And handwriting was basically practice the letter 10 times or more. You do that? Okay, yes. Didn't that thrill your soul? The whole thing about the traditional way that we were taught, and that most schools still do it, of handwriting and spelling, the thing about that is it's all about information. Just give the child the information. But I love this quote by Charlotte. She said, "It cannot be too often said that information is not education. They are not equal." When we talk about educating a child, we are talking about shaping them as a person. If you look up the term educate or education in one of the older dictionaries, you will see that the definition is all about shaping and influencing the child's thoughts, beliefs, character, all of that. It's not just little tidbits of information stuffed into their brain. So the way Charlotte approached handwriting and spelling was all about ideas, giving your children ideas that would feed their minds, that would feed them as persons, that they could contemplate and mull over, and that would help to shape who they were becoming. Can you do that in handwriting and spelling? Yes, you can. And that's what we are going to explain to you during this workshop. First, let's talk about handwriting. The way that Charlotte taught handwriting was with a method called copywork. And here is basically how it happened. She would give the child a model to copy, whether it was one letter, one word, a sentence, or something longer. There was a model of good handwriting to copy. The child would then copy it letter for letter, being sure to give his very best effort. You will notice as we go through these methods that they all reinforce Charlotte's emphasis on a couple of key habits. A couple of key habits for schoolwork were the habit of full attention instead of daydreaming or dawdling, giving it your full attention. And second, the habit, it was called the habit of perfect execution, which means striving for perfection, giving your best effort. Can you imagine what it would be like to teach a classroom of children, or even your own children, that had those two habits? Full attention and best effort. But these lessons and the methods she used encouraged those habits. So when we were doing copy work with the children, it is always quality over quantity. When you're doing copy work, remember, it's quality over quantity. When the children were first starting out learning how to form a letter, when they were young, she would start with the large motor muscles. And so they would do letters in the sand. If you have a sandbox, let them make letters in the sandbox. If you have a pan of rice, raw rice, you could use cooked if you wanted to, but raw rice is what I would recommend. They can form the letter in the pan of rice. As your children are learning what the letter names are, you can do this when they're little, as long as it is fun activities, not formal lessons, when they're little. Charlotte didn't start formal lessons till the child was six. So before that, do fun activities to teach them how to make their letters. You could, when they get real good at forming their letters in the sand and in the rice, you can up the ante a little bit and see if they can guess what letter you are making in the air. So you draw it in the air. What letter was that? Now they have to really pay attention and remember what they saw, even though it is disappearing before their eyes. So that is how you would start, with one letter. Once the children have the large motor skills and they're ready to do pencil on paper, and usually this will vary from child to child. Teach the child, not the curriculum. Once the child is ready and starting to write, even your goal is going to be one perfect letter for this lesson, if you want to call it that. If you can give me one perfect B that looks just like the model, you're done. Quality over quantity.